al that was not nikhal altogether. So mechatchila you're not allowed to boil it above boso. But the evet, if it was boiled above the boso, it's muta. So the question is, but if it was boiled above the boso, so the boso was beleya, the drops from the kal that came down. The answer is kibelikach peyote. But mechatchila it's osa. Why, as we said, imiliche. Even though we say kibelikach peyote, so that means that the bulk of the bliya will come out. The way it was lived, will come out. But in mashu will remain, that will not come out. So maybe chatchila you're not allowed. Ma sheikin the eved. So it's muta because kibbeli kachpel. This is what the Rashi says. The Ram appears to agree with the Rashi's pshat of kibbeli kachpel. But he mentions another time as to why the eved it is muta, because the most of the milk or most of the shamunis, now Tesis kashi is. One of the shachim, the kal was not nikra, so it should be also ben chatchila ben the eved, even if the boso is above the kal, because shamunis aboso is native on the kal, and it's absorbed by the milk in the kal. So the Ram says that ben in the case where the boso is above, boiled above the kal, ben in the case where the kal is boiled above the boso, so the bulk of the milk or the bulk of the shamunis falls into the fire. But only a little bit is absorbed. So it seems only a little bit is absorbed, and Chol of Shchuto is only the Rabbanon, so the Chachamim won't get there because of the little bit. This is what the Ram says. But that's another time. The Rashba's time is because Kibelei Kachbel. Now, here. So, Vafil Kore Shase V'arev V'tochei U'bo Litzlei Seim Aboso V'shput Lo yitin akhal imaylo ve'abosol imato, because that's Merima says lechatchilin not allowed to do it. Ela abosol imaylo v'akhal imato. Ova v'nosan akhal imaylo mutam devet. Now the two doesn't spell out whether like tasteless or like the Rashi and the Ram, but the Mechaba does spell out. The Mechaba passes the finish like tasteless. But the two, it's not clear because of the Rashi. Do have dynamic. Now, so the Gemara discusses, the Merema discusses the case of Tzli. How about Melech? So the Gemara Merema doesn't discuss Melech. So the Rashba says the same thing that the Gemara mentions, Ligavi Tzli, that you are not allowed to boil the Khal above the Boso, Lechatchile. So the same thing is true of Melech. When you are Meleach, so you cannot be Meleach by putting the kal on top of the chasbos, because then so the cholov will come out from the kal and it will be absorbed by the bosar and the bade. The bosar and the bade. So the matter was about obarum molach kal im haboso is muta. Kal im haboso is muta. So of course if the Rashba certainly has to say muta, because the Rashba shita is that even by tzli, it's muta, even though the kal was not nikra altogether. So lachas kama v'chamo, by meliach, it's certainly muta. Then, v'chikos v'rambam, there are two kiosks, v'chikos v'rambam, v'chikos v'rambam. All right, v'chikos v'rambam, shimon chibel lo ikriye muta v'lev. Then, but the Rosh is more making, the Rosh says, זה שמותה בכל הדין אובי הראש על כוסף, שמותה לך תחילה למהיל חיים הבוסו בכל עניין, שהמלך היא מפליטה החולוב שבוי, ומותה לך תחילה לחותכו ביסקי של בוסו, ולמיתן בכלי של בוסו, אך הקריאים תחילה. All right, but the first thing that he mentions, the Rosh is, שמותה לך תחילה למהיל חיים הבוסו בכל עניין, שהמלך היא מפליט החולב שבי, מלך, according to the Rosh, מלך has the capacity only of being מפליט דם. But מלך does not have the capacity of being מפליט חולב. So מלך, even לחתחיל. All right. Now then he says, ומותה לחתחילה לחותכו ביסקין של בוסו, וליתני בכלי של בוסו, רק תחיל. Right, now let's see. למחר. שימן צד. הקהל, פרש הדת של בהימו, עושה מידי בסדר, שאין בוסו שנזבשיל בחולוב שחוטו, עושה מנתר, לפי חולך עם קורי ומירי כחולוב שבו, מוטל לצלי סי וליוכלי, ועם קורי שעשה וערב ותוכי בקיסר, עד שלא נשאבי להחלוך יסחולו, מודה לבשלה עם הבוסו. So he, if he was Kireya, the Khal, Shase Be'arev and Ticha Be'keitzel, so then, it's Mutel Lechatchil Lebashli Mabos. In other words, not like the Shite of Rashi in Sefer HaPardes, that you're not allowed to be Lebashli Lechal Lebos, or even Mal Be'keitzel. So, Mutel Lebashli Mabos. In other words, so that's like the psak of the Rambam and the Rid. Ukhal shall be called. Bein shall ktano. Shall oim li shall oim li. Bein shall deilo. Osa levashle. If he didn't make any kriya. Vimo varu bishle difni atzme. Vikol shkin nitzole. Mutal yochle. So in other words, not like Rashi. Because according to Rashi, bishle difni atzme, it's osa deyeve. Without kriya. So the Mechaber definitely passes not like Rashi. Not like Rashi. V'im bishle im bosar achir, mishar im eise b'shishi. Without kriye, so then mishar im eise b'shishi. U'chal min amin. Keitzer. Im hoyo. Now, the Bir Agro here is very marvelous, and he really explains all the shittas of Hashem. But the Bir Agro says, so he says, that the shita of the Rif in the Rambam is very much like the shita of the Ramnatam, except that Ramnatam is more making. Except that Ramnatam is more making. Now he's in. So he says that according to. So he says in Os Yudim, Vishitas Ramatam Vitesis Vishitas Ramba. Elo de Mekel Yesi, Adat, the Deo de Mekos or Shabu Mitzli, the Mutal Hatrila de Mekriyek Tzas, Vichein, or the Kriyek Tzas, Muter, the Eved Afimbos, or Atna. So Vim Vishle in Bosar Achem Shara is Vishishim, Uchauna Minya, Keta, Imoya Hake, Imakhal, Vishishim Kal, Hakhalosa, Vashom Mutu, Vimhoyo, Vipochis Vishishim, Hakalosa. בין כך ובין כך, אם נופל לדיר אחר, אסר איסר איסו, ומשארם בין ניסמח, דיבור אישנו, שהכחל עצמי שנזבא שם, נעשה ככתיכו האסור, ומשארם בין אלה כמי שהוא בין שנזבא שם, לא יתמוי שהויו בשעור שנופל. In other words, when we are משאר בשישים, that's what we learned in Talmud. So we are משאר בשישים, according to the signs of the Iser, when, after the vision. This is what we consider. And we don't consider the original size. Because why should we consider the original size? Because Jos as the Yisair has changed, so the heter also might have changed. So mele, we only consider the ratio between the present size of the Yisair as to the present size of the heter. So what the Mechaber say, the Mechaber passes, bin kach bin kach, whether in the first day there was Yisair, or in the first day there was no shishim. So then, if the khal falls into another day, we require shishim in another day too. But the khal is naminyan. We require 59 measures only, besides the khal. 59 measures, even if in the first day there was no shishim. Masha'im ki the shita of the Rashba is, that the Torah mentioned, that the Rashba is that if in the first day there was no shishim, so then we require shishim in the second dere exclusive of it, because only in the first dere. So the khal itself, the psara khal itself was still heter. So mele we require shishim and khal naminim. Masha'im came in the second dere, even the first dere, there was no shishim. So that means that the khal itself is really supposed to be cholov ne'abonon. So we require on the second day, shishim 60 measures exclusive of the khal. Except if in the first day there was shishim, so then the khal atzmi remains osa only because of marasai. So then in the second day, again, so khal is not. So that's the shita of the Rashba. But the Mechaba doesn't paskin like the Rashba. The Mechaba paskins that even if in the first day there was no shishim, and then the khal fell into the second day, so the khal is still nami in the second day as well. ויש שמרים דנופל תחילו לגדיר השם בו סמר, ונס רק חל, אם נופל רק כך, הוא נראה חרס, אין הקל נפטר בסמר. נוהגו, שלוי מבש להם בו סוף כלל, איבן על דקרי הגמור, הוא לבש להם בלוי בו סוף. ביתים, שלוי לבש להם בו סוף כלל, הוא לבש להם בלוי בו סוף ביתים. So the שח says, כל זה מצד המינק. When the Mechava says, no, I'm going to show you, that's not it anymore. But from the Gro, you'll see that he explained, he understood that no, I'm going to show you, but I'm going to show you, not it. He mentions no, I'm going, but it has a basis in the Gemara. What's the basis in the Gemara? The Gemara that confused Rav Yikla with a Talfesh. So he noticed that the Gemara is also going to show you, so that took Pshoti. I mean, so they are three possible pshat. There are three possible pshat in the Gemara. One possible pshat in the Gemara is that was a temporary takone for that mocking for Tal Talfush. And it has no relevance for other mechanics and for others' money. That's one pshat. But then if we say that Rav made a takone for all mechanics and not a temporary takone, so there it can still be explained in two ways. One is that when Rabbi Gemara says Osalu, it means he asked them to have chile. And the other way of explaining it is as Rashi in Sefer HaPardes. In other words, he asked them to have it for all the kings. So the Mechaber, he says, no Abu Shalu, Vashli, Mosaklau, but only Chatzile. So either it means only Mitzad Minek, not Mitzad Minek Gemara, as the Shach explains it, calls them Mitzad Minek, or he means Mitzad Gemara. But that's not the Shite of Rashi. Sima Parvus. That's another Shiddes Rishenim. That Rav Osalu means Lidei Reis and no Mikim Reis, but not Osalu Devet, only Osalu Chathil. No Agu Shalu Vashalim Bosa Klav. U Vashalim Beloi Bosa. Bekibunoi Bepashtide. Matzrichin Kriye Shase Vyarev. Veiti Vitiche Bekesa. U Litzli Kriye Shase Vyarev. So in other words, U Vashalim Beloi Bosa. Bekibun. Oy Bepashtide. That's Bishul Bifnei Atzmo. Matzrichim kriye shase v'yarev v'tichem v'keisim. So it's a little bit like Rashi, but not completely like Rashi. Not completely like Rashi. And then uritzli kriye shase v'yarev kriye shase v'yarev. That's like Rashi shite, but not like the Gilse we have Rashi, but like the Gilse that the two have Rashi. Not according to our Gilse Rashi. So it's shase v'yarev. According to the Tuz Gilsen Rashi, it's a Shase Beya. Now, this is the Mechal. V'imovaru bishlei, im kore Shase Beyare mitoche b'keiseil, yesh lehatria b'dehevet mokneps merubet. Avla lochein lehatria. So the Ramo paskins, the shaloi mokneps merubet, it's also dehevet. Even if he made it clear, more Shase Beyare mitoche b'keiseil. So also, if shaloi mokneps merubet. Why? Because shaloi mokneps merubet, we have to bechish for the Shittim Rashi and the Chubes. That also Rav Yikla the Talfesh, also Kal means is a Takonali Deiris and for all in Kemes, and also doesn't mean just a Chatzile, but it means in there. Avulavo Cheila Hati, Umashe Noagu Likore Ulechotre, Kamu Pom Shase Barev Aplikule, Odi Vumani Yisam Tichav Yisam, all right, that's a double portion. Tichav Yisam doesn't mean Salokha Mishin Sinai Dach Tichav Yisam. Tichav Yisam is one way of emptying out the milk completely. But if he cuts it into many pieces, so certainly it's even better than Ticha Bikes, Shasavara Ticha Bikes. Alright. Ulitzli, Neyagin Lechatchile, Likore Shase Be'are Miticha Bikes. Now what's that Neyagin? Is that Neyagin only a Chumre above the Dine Gemore, over and above the Dine Gemore, or that is based upon the Dine Gemore? So the course says that this Neyagin, Ulitzli Neyagin, is also based upon the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara says, Daf Kufte Samud Beis, the Gemara says, and there I talk about, Omar Rav Yude, Kere Shase V'yare V'toche V'keisel, Omar Lei Rav Eleza L'shame, Krali V'arno Eichel. So Rav Eleza said to his servant, Krali Valoyev, Maiko Mashvelo, Masnisli. This is more scratching. So in my deterrent, Oko Mashvelo, Levin on Shasin Yare, Vitoche Mikhail. So, According to Rashi, there is a decosis. According to Rashi, so it has reference to Tzli. And there is a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Elazar. According to Rav Yehuda, so even in respect to Tzli, so in order to be allowed lechatchila to be tzelet, you must realize shase beyare beticha bekeis. This is what Rav Yehuda says. Kiri shase beyare beticha bekeis. Omale Rav Elazar lishame krali vamlo eichel. So who says that we don't require shasavar to be kesel? Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer is chilik al Rabbi Yude. But Rabbi Yude, who says kiri shasavar to be kesel, he holds that we need everything. He created mule. So mainly we pass like Rabbi Yude that even for the purpose of tzli we require lechatchile shasavar to be kesel. This is how the Gro explains this Ramon. Because we pass like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Elazar. Neger chatzul ikor shas v'arut chavi keis. Mi u imo ba vitzori afu lo yichriye, shoy. Im nitzle lechud v'li posavim. Vi im nitzle im poso, imei, im nikhe shas v'arut mitoch chavi keis el, shnei mitoch. Vi ma avali mute ala tachtinos. So he says, he supposes it's nitzle in bosa. So that's the Gemara of Nareima. What does the Gemara of Nareima say? That kole ilu bisre is also lechatchil. But bisre ilu kole, so that is mutar ilu lechatchil. And according, so there is a machlokes between Teisves on one hand and the Rashi and the Ram. According to Teisves, this Gemara has reference when a kriya was made. Because if a kriya wasn't made, then it would be also the evident nida situation, whether kole ilu bisre or bisre ilu kole. But even if the kriya was made, so it's still also lechatchile to boil the caleb of the basar because of the marasai. Because there is a whitish fluid dripping down. So because of Barasai. So he paskens like, the Ramo paskens like Teisves. Vinitzle, im boso, imei, im nikreshase varu toch im chesel shnei mitov. But vimab, but suppose it's not nikreshase varu v'tichom kesel. So eli muter, v'atachten osse. Entachten is osse. V'in leser shnei. So he passes like Teisves, not like the Rashbo and Ram. Vein lesa shneye, shemo nisapi chashpun, dibidevet limar zikino nisure, abu lechatchilein, ein litzlein zein bosaklau. Now the question arises, so let's discuss by the Shach. So the question arises, why does he say abu lechatchilein, ein litzlein zein bosaklau, even if you may create? But Merema says in so many words that bisre ilu kole is muta lechatchilein. The answer is, because bisman agmore, so the shpunim, the spits that were used bisman chazal, they were not so reversible as they were in the time of the Ramo. So the time of the Ramo, so whatever was at the beginning on top of the cow might 2 minutes later, because they revolved, so it might 2 minutes later by itself it revolved, even though he didn't intend that it should revolve. It should be, so it was possible that it would be misafir. So mainly because of that he says, Vim Wav Hoel Yemuter Vatach Denosa. So he says, Vim Lesa Shneyev Im Nisaf Shevu Nisafir Hashput Dibidevet Lima Zekin Nisure Avu Lechatchila Yem Islay Zim Bosak Wav. Why not? Because Lechatchila Yachin Sheish, maybe it will be misafir. So even though it appears to us that the Chal will be at the bottom, but maybe it will be misafir and the Chal will be on top. So the Meir Chatchila we're not allowed if he wasn't Kireya, so he's not allowed to be tzeir. V'lidei Rebbe Loi Boso, what's the aloha? V'lidei Rebbe Loi Boso, ne'agim ve'yisa lechatchila. Rashi v'aposkim, v'yo adin l'itagin afu Loi Boso. So in other words, even to be mivashe, chal, v'gdei lo b'fnei atzmo, without Boso, so it's also lechatchila even though Ikri Gure was realized, in the car. Now that, so the Gro and the Shach say, is only a chumah. That's a minute, that's not within the Gemara. So that is only a takonis again, that we shouldn't be mivashel b'deo b'fnei atzmo, even al detri egmure, even al detri egmure, al detri egmure. So we shouldn't be mivashel b'deo b'fnei atzmo. Why? Because, but why should we be machmir over and above what chachomim were machmir? So they say that bizman chachomim. So usually a person had a separate pot for a chal. So when Rav asked bishul of gdeiro, bishul, so bishul chal in adaposo, he did not ask bishul of chal b'deiro b'natzmo, because there was no michshul bizman boy. But today, usually people don't have a separate pot for chal. So if one would be allowed to be mivashel chal b'deiro b'natzmo, he would, in the long run, he would be mivashel with Bosa too. So because of that, the gaining, after Chassidus Talmud, Asad, Bishul of Chal B'Leil B'Nei Atzmo, that's not the only one. So he says, V'Deiro B'Leil Bosa Leia G'Dei Nisal Chathkele, Goa Adil Itani Nafi B'Leil Bosa, V'Afil Nisya B'Shal Chal, V'Imo V'Amu Bishul B'Deiro Lebadi B'Dei Eved Muta, Im Nikhe Shase V'Arev, V'Tochem B'Kei Yisa. V'Tochem B'Kei Yisa. Why? Because so even the Eved, we are Hishish for the Shita of Rashi, according to Rashi, so Bishul B'Deiro B'Nei Atzmo, if there was no Kriyat Mure, so it's just an Eved. So if there are more pastors like Rashi, and Chabanat, more pastors like Rashi. Miu in this Yapsho, the Haimel Acha Shleish in Yei, Imobar, so it wind up already, Imobar Bishul Atzmo, so Imobar Muta B'Deiro. Vilas is Pashtide. Pashtide is like a pudding. So, Vilas is Pashtide, Minakhal, Viloi Boso, Nuagu Beheter, that's like so the Lord Boso, if in a pashtide b'machnes, because if it is done in the machnes, so then it's like visual. But if it's done not in the machnes, if it's done on the shput, so then it is ne'agin le'eter. So the last pashtide b'machal, the Lord Boso ne'eter, if in a pashtide b'machnes. In other words, if he makes a krieg mu'en, so even though in the gil of the atzmo, so there is a takonis again, not to be mivashel with chal nigdeo b'natzmo, but that's only if it's nigdeo, mashalinkin, if he makes the pashtide. In not in the machnes, not in the frying pan, and the shpul, so there, it's nigmet. Abu b'machnes, the nigmet b'shul nigdeo. So since there is a takonis again, not to be mivashel with chal nigdeo b'natzmo, even though there was a kriyat mu'e, so maybe you cannot make a pashtide either. ויש פרושים המחמירים בכל פשטידי, אם הוא נסיעה בשקל תחיל. יש מחמירים שבנאפס פשטידי כחל של בוסו בתנוקות. Why? Because of ריח המילסה. Now we pass like lady, that ריח הלב מילסה, so there when it is muta. But לך תחיל, you're not allowed to boil, let's say, בוסו שחוטו with בוסו נבילה at the same oven, at the same time, even though they don't touch each other. So לך תחיל, so we're not supposed to have ריח. So, and the same thing is mentioned, we learned in Simen Kufches, in the Simen of Reche, that you're not allowed lechatchile to be mivashel boso and cholo in the same open, even though they don't touch each other. Because lechatchile, so, ligam lechatchile Reche is something, it's like a mashal. So he says, yesh machmirim, shelo lefesh pashtide, not only isn't one allowed. So of course it goes without saying that lechatchila you're not allowed to cook bosor and cholov in the same oven at the same time because of reich. But even to be eifek pashtide chal shel bosor chal pashtide of chal together with bosor without contact just in the same oven, but there is reich, so yesh machmirim not to do it lechatchila. Rakish laniach echad b'fiatam. ותהיו מזוי לכתחילה, אף כי אין יהיה לחום לבן. מוטה הלכתך, תחל ריתח ביסקים שיחות חומי בוסטר. So that means, as the old point out, בשח, בגרו, that when the Chava says, מוטה הלכתך, תחל ריתח ביסקים שיחות חומי בוסטר, so he has reference to a tchal that was in wheat, that was nikha. So the melee, it's mutter to cut it chal v'teach, even though it's hot. So it can be mafrid, it can be mireya. So it's still, we can use a fleishike knife. And the fleishike knife has a plie of of meat in it. You can use it in cutting the cow. Now the question is, how can you use it? It's hot. So, and the flesh knife has a galua of basal. Now when you cut the cow, so then the basal will be absorbed by the milk in the cow. The answer is no. The answer is, we are dealing here with a case where the cow was nikha. So memele, even though there is a whitish fluid, that's not considered as hollow. So memele is muter. Muter lachter kaul reteach visakin shechot chol boso. Vikol shkein, that took your soins. The shach says that the right girsi is not vikol shkein, but vichin kaul chai. But the girsi here is vikol shkein kaul chai, vok chal. Afal pi shim leo hollow. It's a blesh ye hollow. So in other words, so that's a kolshkin, because since it's raw, so it cannot even be mavriya, so it's certainly muta. But if the kal was nikra, so then even though it was riseya, so it's still muta, because then there could be aflote and bliye, but the aflote and the bliye wouldn't be in something, in a fluid that has a halishem hollow. It's a whitish fluid that looks like milk, but it is not milk. But kolshkin kal chai, that is not even riseyach, so certainly that it is muter to cut a raw piece of cow with a kolshkin knife, because then there couldn't be any bria altogether. V'chei muter lachtich boso v'isakin she'achot chobli kal. Again, so if v'isakin was used in cutting a kal, what kind of a kal? A kal that was nikra, so you can use the same sakin in cutting me too, even though it's hot, because since it was used on the cow after it was nikha, so it doesn't have any bria of basal. So it doesn't have any bria of cholo. It doesn't have any bria of cholo. And the whitish fluid, that's not cholo. So as long as the kri was made, so there is, so then it's good. The oadin litzleis bzeh bishput shetzolo bzeh. The oadin dimuter la'anichei bikoro im bosor tzli. Afilushneim chami, dilacha tzli asak chal, dinei kisho bosor chodom. Why does he have to tell us? Now, so in other words, we see that the Shulchan Aruch passes like Teisa Shite, that Merimas din, that it's muter lechatchile to boil bosor above chal, and it's muter the event even when chal was boiled above bosor, so it has reference only to the case where the chal was nikra, but if the chal was not nikra, it's also. So mainly all these dinim that Mechaber and Ramo mentioned also have reference to the case where the chal was nikra. So when is it put alachter chal b'siyah b'sak chot b'sor? Only if it is nikra, the din, v'chein put alachter b'sor b'sakim shechot chenikhal, also when it's nikra. V'yohadin litzle zeh b'shvut shetzolu b'zeh, also, only when it was nikra. But if it wasn't nikra, so you're not allowed to boil chal in the same shput in which bosor was boiled. Now in Miluches Simen Ayin Vov, we had three shittes of shenim, whether we can use the same shput that was used. For boiling liver, whether it can be used for boiling meat. I mean, kosher meat, whether we can use it. So the Ramon Paschas and Simen Ayin Vov, that lechatchile we have to be cheish for the sheet of the Rashbo, is the biggest machter. But the Evet, so we pass in Simen Ayin Vov, we rely on the sheet of the Rosh, who is the biggest maker. Now, there are three sheets there, we learn. There is the sheet of the Rashbo, the Smak, and the Rosh. Now, Simen Ayin Vov. Sid Dalet. Yesh mishayise lachter bisakim tzli shayitza laish shalimimach. Kol zman shenu mitzle kotzorche. Bipni dam shenibla bisakim. Dam shenibla bisakim. So that's the shita besmak. Yesh mishayise rashput shetzolu bei boso beloy miliche. Yesh mi shehere shosol hashis הצלי על השפוט, לאחר שהוא זר מן האיש, לאחר שפוסק הבוזו, ולא זה, שמייר זה הבוזו החם ואיבו למן, ויש מתיר בכל זה, וכן אמין לדעת, ויון ניזון לכתחילה ומתיר מן אבן. So we have three sheetes. We have the sheet of the Rashbo, who is the biggest nachmir. So the shita of the Rashba is that bein shput and bein saki it's osea. Why? Because the Rashba shita is that we don't apply the halacha of tibeli kach pentei. We don't apply the halacha of dam mishrek shoyin gabi kele. Only gabi eichel we apply the halacha of dam mishrek shoyin. And we don't apply the halacha of tibeli kach pentei gabi kele. The smak shita is that the din of dam mishrek shoyin doesn't apply to kele. Only gabi eichel, a piece of meat. The Rashbos always say dam mishrek shoyin. But we gabi kele we don't apply. But we gabi the din of Kibbeli Kachpeyutei we do apply. And the shite of the Roshi is here's the biggest makeil that both the din of Kibbeli Kachpeyutei applies to Ekele and the din of Damishrek Shoik applies to Ekele. So in Ekele the same knife can be used. The same knife can be used. According to the smak, so the same shput can be used for liver, for boiling liver and boiling kosher made meat. And we don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Now, how can you use the same shput, the same boiler that you used in boiling liver, now when you boiled liver? So some blood dripped down, and that was absorbed by the boiler, by the shput. Then when you boil kosher made meat, so you cannot say kibeli kachpeute ligabe the kosher made meat, because it doesn't have any dam, it's kosher made. All the dam was taken out from it. So mimele, it will absorb the dam that is melua in the shput. So the smak says no, kibeli kachpeute. But the sakin, you cannot use the same sakin that was used in cutting the liver while it was on the spit. You cannot use that sakin in cutting meat, kosher made meat. Why? Because kibeli kachpeute is not chayla gabi saki, only gabi shput, because it has the same heat. It will be basheinkin saki, so you put it on the fire just for a moment, then you take it away. So maybe you cannot say kibeli kachpeute, because when it was bileya, you had a much higher temperature than a minute later when you pull away the saki from the boiler. You see, that's the shita of the smak. But the shita of the rosh is that not only do we apply the aloche of kibeli kachpeute vis-a-vis kele, we even apply the aloche of damish rechoit. So according to the rosh, one is allowed lechatchile to use the same knife that he used in cutting liver on the boiler, to use the same knife in cutting kosher made meat on the boiler. And we don't have to be cheshish. We don't have to be cheshish when the knife was used in cutting liver, so then that knife absorbed dam. Then when you use the same knife in cutting kosher made meat, so mimele, it will be nivla, it's because dam mishrek shoyek, so we say that the sakin will never absorb. So that's ligabi dam. Now here we say v'ho'adin litzleis ze b'shput shesolu beze v'ho'adin dimuta la'amich im b'koro im boso tzli af m'shtayim chami dil'acha tzliyas akhal dine kisho boso l'choldo v'davke shenitzle kedine d'haime shikoru t'chilo shase v'are v'tochlu v'kinsel avol imoba v'itzolui b'lo ikriye o ikriye mo'etes kol advorim ha'ilu l'chatchila asuri u'videevet ha'kalmutia. So David Akumuta, why is David Akumuta? Even though a kriya was not made. But if a kriya was not made, why? So then even David should be also. The answer is because we paskin in Siman Ayuvov, we paskin the event like the Shitas Rosh, that we say kibeli kachpeyutei ligabi kli as well. So in Mele, here, he used the same shput that he used in boiling a kchal that was never nikra. So then he used the same spit he used it in boiling meat. So we also say the din of kibeli kachpeyutei. But here there is a chiddush in this hamor, because we could say, one could argue that over there, so we pass like the Rosh David, that we say kibeli kachpeyutei vis-a-vis a kele. That's the Roshite. Mashein kein over here, so there is a machlokes between Rashi and Rav Natan, between Rashi. is whether we apply the halacha of kibbeli kachpeute ligabi cholo. So the shite of Rav Netam is that we do not apply the shite of kibbeli the concept of kibbeli kachpeute ligabi cholo, only ligabi dam. So the melee, it was possible to say that even though we pass in the Ramo, even though the Ramo in Simenayim Vov pass that the Eved Hakel Muter V'yonim Izon Mechatchile U'matir M'devet. So the Eved, if the same boiler that was used for boiling liver was used for boiling kosher made meat, so the Eved it's alright. So it's over there because we passed like the Rosh. The Dalmoch of Kibbeli Kachpeute applies to Ikel as well. Mashaykin, here there's another Shaila that we have to consider. Whether the whole concept of Kibbeli Kachpeute has relevance, Ligabitchal. So according to Rav Netam, so the whole concept of Kibbeli Kachpeute has only relevance, Ligabitam. But it has no relevance, Ligabit Cholo, Boshamunis Aboso. But the Rashbo, the Ram, they are Chelik. And Rashi is also chilek. So that means that the Ramo here mentions ikule when he says avoli mobar bitzoli beloy kriyo kriyo moetes kol advori meiru, like using the same shput that you used for kal that was not nikra. So to use it for boso, so lechatchile asuri umidemet hakol muter. Why? Because we pass in Simenayim Vov that we do apply the law of kibbeli kachpeute vis-a-vis ikule, and secondly, that we apply the principle of kibbeli kachpeute ligabit chaltu, not only ligabit. So there is a kule in this ramo. Alright. We have it akum. Vim koru kidinei, vitzolei, avo pishe motzei, ahakei, gumeis, mleis, holovei loch. So in other words, so that is, it is the counterpart of the concept we find in Luchas Miliche, ligabitam. In other words, the depth through it, that you see in the meat after you are mleach it, so that does not have a din of dam. So in the whitish fluid that you see after you are kereyah it, does not have a din of chol. I mean, I'm mentioning the Achmosh. So he says, Vim koru kedinei vitzolei avar pishe moza hakei kumeis leis chol ofei loch v'cheini minichei kach sholei kedem sliyosei im chlove yeim sholei is muter.
Why?
Why don't we say kobushkim ebushel? After all, if the milk stayed in the gumeis of the chal for 24 hours, so we should say kobushkim ebushel. Kobushkim ebushel. So the answer is, as the Isavahetra points out, the Taz points out, even though, I mean, there is a certain machlekes between the Isavahetra and the Taz. So, but they both explain it on the basis of the fact that chol of shchuto is all in the rabbanon. So mimele, the chachomim were not machmir, did not apply the din of kovush, ligabei the milk that was kovush in the gumei shemisechakal. Now there is a machlekes between the Isa Veheter and the Taz. Now whether this din applies only to the milk that were natural, mitchilas b'yoso, contained in the gumei shemisechakal. So ligabe that milk that was not nischates yet from the order of the behemoth, even though it was kovush, so for 24 hours it doesn't ask. Masheinke, if the milk was first nischat, and then it was put again there in the gumeis. And after it was put again, it remained in the gumeis for 24 hours. So according to the Isa Veheter, then the milk would become osa because of kovush karakibush. Only as long as it wasn't pirish, the milk. But if the milk was pirish, and then became konus again in the gumeis shemiseh hakhal, and for 24 hours it would become osa. The cheat of the Taz is no. That since Cholov Shchuto is in the Rabbanon, and since Kovush, even by Cholov, not Shchuto is only in the Rabbanon. So maybe in this case, even if the milk would be Nisrat, and then you would put it in again, in the gumets, shebisehakal. So, and you, after you put it in again, it would stay there for 24 hours, it still wouldn't be awesome because it would be exhale, exhale. Because first of all, even if you eat raise, even if you take milk mamish, milk that you got from a cow, a living cow, so, and you take a piece of meat and soak it for 24 hours in that milk, it would only be awesome. And here we have a cholov shchuto is another rabbah. So, to apply the din of kodesh on top of the rabbonon of cholov shchuto is like exer. But the isam hetashite is that we are only making in connection with the case where the milk was never squeezed out from the order of the behemoth. But if it was squeezed out and then put in again in the order of the behemoth, let's say to certain artificially, I mean you put it in again the milk in the order of the behemoth, so then if it remained for 24 hours it would become osa. Now the teres, there's the sheet of this avetar and the teres chatos, the ramo, the teres chatos passes like that. But the tas is, in view of the fact that the ramo here doesn't limit it to the case where the milk was never squeezed out from the other anymore. So that means that the ramo here was chesia from his psak in teres chatos, and that the ramo here applies this kule even to a case where it was squeezed out and then put in again. All right, so he says, וימקורו כדילי ביצורי אבות מוסחקים גומיס ליס חולו ולוחוש וכן אם נניחי כך שולים כדס לא עושים חולו וימשול ומותה ואמרו להם כל מה שקבו של בחי כאן ליץ ליס חל או למייל חי עם הבוסו דיני כדין צליאס או מליחס קובעית עם בוסו that we had ויש לי שמעתיה למליח קל הבוסו so the two mentioned the two שיטס the שיטה of the רשבו and the שיטה of the ראש so the רשבו שיטה is that לחתחילה Justice, you are not justice. The Reima says that kufiut, ichum, that lechatchil one is not allowed to boil the kchal on top of the bosor. And according to the Rashi, it means that even though it was nikras, only lechatchil is osir, and even it's muter. So the Rashi says it is justice. Lechatchil is this osir to boil untorn kchal that was not nikra. On top of bosom. So in the same way, it's also lechatchile to be meleach, untorn, uncut, kal, on top of bosom. Why? Because meleach already can say obviously, so lechatchile it is also. The Rosh says no. That lechatchile only applies to tzli, but it doesn't apply to meleach. Why? Because melech has the capacity of being mafrit and being mafli adam, not of being mafrit and mafli a milk. So the Mechaber mentions both days. Litzlis kal in the mochel makoso dinikid in tzliyasu in benichas chavit in boso. So that means you're only allowed to salt the kal beneath tichtichas boso, but not above, but not to salt the kal above the tichtichas boso. V'yeish mi shematil in leyach kal la boso. Because melech does not have the capacity of being mafrit and via cholo. That's the Roshi. Vein li moche in boso. So there are more pastons that in boso we shouldn't be meleche. Avo b'devet, b'chol inyen muter. What does Ramo mean b'devet? Even what mean b'chol inyen? Even though the kal was not mitra. Now the question arises, but Ramo himself, pasken in his long agoya and sitbeis, so he pasken like Teises, that when do we say that the evet is muter, if he was sailor, Khal above Boso, only if the Khal was cut Chasavare. But if the Khal was not cut thoroughly, Chasavare Tichabi Kesel, so then, in the end, it is Osir, if you boiled the Khal above the Boso, So why does he pass in here? He says, Abu Bidevid, beholding the Muter, even though the Khal was not cut at all. So the Gro explains it. The Gro, I mean, and the Shach, they both explain it, that. That because even vis-a-vis tzli, there is a machlokes v'shem. So only teis v'shite is that Mireimar's din has reference to the case where the kal was mikra. But if the kal wasn't mikra, then it's also in the evet. Mashenke, the Rajman Ram, they say that Rema's Din is reference to Ikhal that was not Ikhal. And still there it is with a why, because even Kapil Teo, because the bulk of the Cholov gets lost in the fire and the the topic was whether we pass like Teitzes, or whether I look it like Teitzes, that Merim Azdin is reference to Ikhal that is Nikra, or the Aloch is like the Rajman Ram, that Merim Azdin is reference to Ikhal that was not Nikra. Mashiach in here, we have two Sleikes, because we have another Machlekes, we have the Machlekes between the Rajman and the Rosh, according to the Rosh, so insofar as Melech is concerned, so even Chathila you are allowed to be Meleach Khal on top of Boso. Khal that was not Nikra on top of Boso, because Melech cannot be mavliya cholov. It can only be mavliya dam, not cholov. So mele, as far as the evidence is concerned, so we have this vexvike. First of all, maybe the din of Merema, that Merema says the evidence muter applies even to ikhal shulinikha, and assuming that Merema's din applies only to Ikhal that was Nikha, like Teitzves, maybe the Aloch is like the Rosh, that is vis-a-vis Meliche, so it's not there to be Meliach, if Mechathile one on top of the other. Does make any difference indiscriminately. It's Mutah to be Meliach. So it's Isvek-Sveike. And especially, so the Gro points out, not that it makes any real difference, who is the Rishi who says that by Meliche, it's also a Sarachat Chile. He says, but the Gros says, especially, you see, the Rosh, and other Rishim say that you are allowed to be Meleach, Lechat Chile, Khal on top of Gros. Because Melach is not Mavliya Cholov. Melach can only be Mavliya Dam. So, who is the Machmir over there? And he says that lechatchile you're not allowed to be meleach chal on top of boso. There's the Rashbo. So the Rashbo is the machmir legabi melach. He himself is making even legabi tzli that the eved is muter, even though the chal was boiled on top of the boso and the chal was not lit. So there is no basis to be machmir. Right? This is what he says. Oslam edale. Avu neve. Avu gav di bitzli aschino am neve di boso. משקוסס דייסס, שהראש מטר לחתכילה במליחה, ואף שהרש בו איסר, הרי הרש בו מסייאיתי מתיר לה מצלי בדיאבן. So במילה, דיאבן, there is no basis to be mad. All right. אוי רק אבו, לאחר שהוא סך לא במסייחי, והוא דח, יש לי דין שור בוסו, הוא מוטר למולכי עם שור בוסו, ואין לו דין חלקו. Now I think that I discussed all the important, most of the important Tazi Shachs and Etzinen, but next year we'll just go over maybe a few Tazi, a few Shachs, but not all the Tazi Shachs inside, and then we'll proceed with Simen Tzadik Aleph. So we have to go over the whole Simen Tzadik Aleph. Go over. We discussed many Tazi Shachs, but a few Tazi. Simon Sadik, Sipale, Mutalochle, Akhal was on the safety, she wasn't his battle for a foot or some that hero. The Picho, you call the Miracle Hollow Boy, Mutal Slazy Loch, Mutalochle, and the more the first time, why is it Mutamid Raisi, with his shein hachol of konus de meyo. Upirshe Rashi shelo yotzo midadi habeim of bichayel. So it's not just on the Rashi said because it's chol of shrut. But why do we say that is in kore yubnei hachol of shebeim? Mutal slayso lochrei with his hachol of konus de meyo. Upirshe Rashi shelo yotzo midadi habeim of bichayel. Velinesa el mugu libosahu velibol lichval chol. ומיו לכתחילה בו יקריא את מרבו עם הכחל ומוב הרוביש לו בבנה עצמי איז מוטר מוחלה ויביש לה עם בוסר אחר משאר אלי זה בשישים וכחל נמי כיצד, אם הוא יוחקר עם הכחל כמו שישים וכחל So the khal atzmi is namiyan. Ha khal ose. Vashor muta. Im ha khal pnishishi mit khal. Ha rashbo kosa mitiras abayi so oruch she ha rambam nosin tamo ze li vishi isa ha khal mit rabona. Vi osu bei hekya. Vi ikilu bei. Vi aval pishe shu min agin. Vi samech aval pishe min ibrayem. Hoyum gidano she un natere. Hechmiru gam vishamim. Vi doch ha rashbo tamze. Do kamu isu min ibrayem tzirin samech. And still the Yisar is not counted in the because of Guatam, we should do a two bosso, and we start with my bosso about La Holopshevi. Ubi a drum for us, we see from Shiras Abais, a mashi hitch of Saint Eric Abais, Share, Hakal Nasim, because of who the Kalzelo in Asimelo, with the Gdele Zuch Tiradiso, Share is Batel, Hakolo, Bissamar, Bissamash Gdere, Upsara Kalatsmi. So in other words, so then all the bosa was nisrat and it was evenly distributed non there. But uchshenofal b'sichagdeire adayin hoyo beefchel b'seichte mamish b'kriya b'tichel b'ashrei atu b'dirish al bosa eloshim nofal b'dirah acheres cheza v'yiser yifishel v'neida b'biru shenisrat kol chlovei b'dirah והרי נעשה לגבי הגדירה הבייס כיכתיכס נבלו לפי שחי שישים שמו נזבא של חלובי בסייך הרי עד כאן לשני הרי שלא יקימו כאן משום ישראל רבון so he rejects the Rambam, the Tanu the Rambam אלו גם אם הוא יועיס עד הרי זה מצטר עם בוסר הכחל עם שור הבוסו כי בשביל הבוסר עצמי שמיסה רק שמחו בה בייסה וכשיש כאילו לבד לי עוזו לי אחיבו because the בוסר itself is boso like any other boso, but is the cholov. Is the cholov should be seicha boso. So the mele, the psara kchal is mitzuev v'lishish. V'aran, kosev gam kit mirajv, uv'tiras chatos v'lamed, v'idvo, v'kosev olov, v'lidom v'lidam ha'bolua v'chatiche, shu yisa d'raisi. Ma she'in kit mikchal, shu yisa d'rabonon, ad kal nishev. So harei she'yitzri gam nitam d'rajbo, גם מטעם דרשבו וראנו לאימא שקרן לעבור. What does the Rashba say? Not like that, he rejects the Tam of the Rambam. The Tam of the Rambam is because it's only the Rabbanu. So because Khal is only also the Rabbanu. So that's why it's Mitzur of Tishishi. And Shamli Shal Gid is also only the Rabbanu, but there it's Ibelye. So there the Chachomim were more Machmir, even though it's only the Rabbanu. But the Rashba rejects that. So the Rashba Shini is no difference between the Rais and the Rabbanu. So, according to Rashbo, so the reason is why the khal is mitzur of Tereshishi, because the psara khal itself is heter. So, mele, it's mitzur of Tereshishi. So then, the Ram is the kashe. So why do we say that if let's say, ichtichas boso was not nimlach, so then, and it was nisbashe. And it was Nisbashe. So then we require Shishin. So what happened to that Chatiche? That Chatiche absorbed its own dam if it wasn't Nimbach. So if that Chatiche was Nisbashe with other Chatiches, then we need Shishin in other Chatiches, negate this Chatiche. But here we should also say the same thing. After all, the Boso is not Boso. The Boso is like Boso, like any other Boso. But it absorbed its own dam. So let the size of the volume of the Sarah Hatikha itself be mitzvah of the Shishim, just as we say here, that the psara chal is mitzvah lefnei shishim. So when a certain chdichas bosa, a portion of meat was not nimlach, so mele it absorbed its own dam. It absorbed its own dam. But why do we need shishim? Exclusive of that chaticha. Let that chaticha itself be mitzvah. That's the Ran's kasha. So the Ran gives a teret. The Ran gives a teret because over here it is only the rabbon. This is what the Ran gives the teret. So that means, so even with the Rashbo, we have to resort to the fact that it's only the rabbon. So he says, "Harei sheitz l'tam l'tam d'rashbo v'ran l'ima shekham d'rabon." V'u emir l'an is daiti, v'shtam shebasav. V'isut muim dim ra'atir aschatok s'lifis v'rosi. שיקילו משום קהל דרבנו, מה יש למידם שבכתיכם, שגם הוא דרבנו, אחר שנסבא שלו נמח, כמו שכל זה מסיד לסמכתס. So the question is, what kind of eternity is it? מדרבנו, but over there it's also מדרבנו. Why is it always מדרבנו? Because דם שנסבא שלו, דם שנסבא שלו, except according to Rashi Shite and Rambam Shite, all the same hold, it's only also מדרבנו. ואילו הקשיס על הרעש פה ברם, מה יש לי מדם? אפשר שלטעם זה, אין לך נעמי? אין לך נעמי? So, נגועת, so, who says that terets, that it's only the rabbon, the teres chatos, says the terets, I'll leave it the rash b'daram, but the rash b'daram don't say it. The teres chatos says, the kashe against the rash b'daram, they say the reason is why. The psarak hal is mitzuret, because the psarak hal itself is heter, so the male is mitzuret, so he has the kashe, so chticha, she is bashal b'miluyeche, so it's also the bosor itself is heter. So the male, the bosor should be mitzuret, should be mitzuret. So the teres chatos gives the teretz, that over there, it's not mitzuret, so the reason is why. The kachal is mitzuret because it's only Rambam. So he has the kashe, according to all the shame, except the Rambam. And Rashi, so Damshin special is also on in the Rabbon. So why out of Mitzari the Chticha itself to the Shishi? Oh, but against the Rashbo and the Ran, it's no Kash. Vein Lahakshi is a Rashbo and Ran. Maish the Midan, Efshia, because the Teretz could be Shainuch Name, Shalitam Zainuch Name, and the Chticha is Bashan and Miliche, Im Shal Tafshi. Or Haname Mistari Babos and Matafshi with Bashala, Livati Ladamshim Sehe. דחתאמו ממך. So ואף על פי שבסימן סמכתס ומשמכים מדיד לראש ועתור מכל מוקים ממקום של הרש בו ברם בזה. ויאפשר שהראש ועתור סביר לי כאן כמו איתם הרמב״ם ודווקא גם יקחל לי כאילו ויצריכו רק נוטש על היתר ולא יקחל. So he says, again, the Rashi when the Rambam is no kash, big fam fam khtikhas boso shall we need the khon. So then if it is bashal khtikhas akhiris, so we need shishim exclusive of that khtikhas boso. Why don't we say over there too? Because we can say in the khname according to the Rashi and the Ram, so khtikhas boso shall we need the khon. So then we need we don't need shishim exclusive of that khtikhas boso. In the khname that khtikhas boso is also mitzvah to the shishim. He's also mitzvah of the shishi, but the kashi is so he says. But so he can say in the chanami. But the kashi is he's masik. The taz is masik against the teres chatos. Then, but the rosh himself says, from the rosh in the two, it's mashma that there we need shishi exclusive of the teres boso. Or teres boso. So he says the rosh in the two can agree with the tam of the Rambam that the reason is why. The reason as to why the kahal is mitzurim to the shishi is because it's only osam the rabbanon. No, but then, so then again, we can ask the same kashi. So damshin is bashel is also only osam the rabbanon. Damshin is bashel. So mikol mokei in kuchil arash bo rambo zeh v'efshe shorosh katu svir lekan mitam rambo di dafke gabi kahal ikilu. So why? What's the time of the Rambam? Because Khal is only also the Rabbanon. So the question is: so by Chtichas Bosa, how does the Rosh in the Torah say Chtichas Bosa is only Nimlecho? So we need Shishim exclusive from Chtichas Bosa, but there it's also only also the Rabbanon. So there is a difference because here the whole Bosa B'cholo is Midrabbanon. So, in other words, because midraise, cholov shchute the yisel vasa b'cholov doesn't apply. The yisel vasa b'cholov doesn't apply. So the yisel vasa b'cholov did not, midraise, it never became affected with the yisel vasa b'cholov. Mashirinke, gabi damshel izbashel. So at the very outset, it became affected with the yisel of damraise. But then, after it was nizbashel, so the yisel damraise was reduced, was taken away. But at the very outset, it became affected with the Nisad Rabbanon, with the Nisad Raisi. But after the Bishul, the Nisad Raisi was spoken. So the Mele here, the Chachomim will not make. In other words, when does the Rabbanon... So the Taz is not difficult. He says that they know Chaname, according to the Rashi and the Ram, so in the case of Echtichas Bosa Shoyim Yimlecho, so then it was Nisbashim with Adach Tiches, so we don't need Shishim exclusive of Tichas Boso. So there too, the Tichas Boso is counted in the Shishim, just like the Psarach Hal is counted in the Shishim. But the Rosh says, Beferesh, the Heper, the Rosh and the Tur say that they will need Shishim in the Adach Tichas Boso, exclusive of the Tichas Boso, so he says, the Rosh and the Tur can agree with the Shishim Rambam. But the question is, and what's the Shinas Rambam? The reason is why the Khal is Mitzvah of the Shishim, because it's only Rabbanon. Chol of Shchuta is only Rabbanon. So over there, Adam Shinas Bashel is also only Rabbanon. But there is one difference. Over there, to where the outset became affected in Yisrael Raise. And then the Yisrael Raise was Boka. So the Mele, the Chachomim will not make it. Mashaikin here, at the very outset, it became affected only in Yisrael Rabbanon. Because Chol of Shchuta is only Rabbanon. So the Mele, so still here it's more cow, and we do not need Shishim exclusively for the cow. Alright. Now, when he says